A New Phase and a New Approach, Political Commentary by Nasser Kandil. The exceptional blow that targeted the resistance on this scale, hitting its environment and structure, is enough to put an end to the year-long debate within national and regional circles regarding the effectiveness and impact of the support front in Lebanon. Now the occupation entity itself acknowledges that the axis of war is the resistance operations in southern Lebanon, stating that the future of deterrence and Gaza war depends on the balance governing this front. It's time to conclude the discussion that has persisted for the past year. The reality must be recognized that we are entering a new phase, which requires a new approach. We will find the keys to this new approach in the words of Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. This resistance has a history that stands before everyone, a history of honesty, loyalty, and the dedication to the causes and commitments it has undertaken. In Lebanon, the resistance is the backbone of the axis of resistance. It pioneered the concept of unified fronts and made the decision to open the Lebanese front as a support front for Gaza. It also created the equation of using displacement of settlers as a growing point of leverage, applying the pressure on the occupation's leadership to negotiate with Gaza's resistance, thus ending the war, securing the withdrawal of occupation, and facilitating a prisoner exchange. The resistance has carried the burden of this costly fight for many months. So the question arises, is it not time to fully trust its actions, rather than have armchair critics claim to know better than the fighters in understanding right from wrong, what should and should not be done, and when the resistance will achieve its rightful goals through its path of sincerity and sacrifice? If trust is indeed a due reward for this resistance, then it becomes necessary to draw a red line around unnecessary discussions driven solely by curiosity and unrelated to the public affairs that the resistance is responsible for. Debate should focus on these public affairs alone. Here we must ask, is the public interested in delving into technical details about how the occupation's intelligence succeeded in its criminal strikes, especially when the resistance is already investigating these methods and will act accordingly based on findings? Or is the true public concern addressing political questions, such as the fate and effectiveness of the support front after recent strikes? Will the resistance pave the way for a resolution that allows settlers to return, or will it challenge the occupation with failure and impotence, bearing the consequences until the situation becomes a defining measure of victory and defeat? Ultimately, we'll emerge victorious, bringing Gaza along with it, by making the only path for the settlers' return the agreement with Gaza's resistance that ends the war, ensures the withdrawal of the occupation, and facilitates the exchange of prisoners.